Reading this article made me realize how many of us form an opinion, yet we have no basis for it. Sometimes our opinions are mere reflections of our upbringing or the aftermath of our own personal experiences. We form our opinions about everything from why someone smacking gum annoys us to how we feel about war. According to this article, our opinion and the physics problem solving have three things in common. The formulation of personal opinions shall be based upon substantial evidence, thoughtful analysis, and individual responsibility. But when was the last time that any of us formed an opinion based on those three criteria? The reason critical thinking is a big part of the physics problem-solving method is to help someone gain true understanding of the question asked. Instead of simple memorization of particular equations used, it helps walk you through the steps to understanding the whys of what you're doing. Critical thinking is also a large part because it helps us with understanding physics enough to explain it to others. Formal training in physics problem-solving method helps produce more successful people because its use of critical thinking. Critical thinking skills can be used in all aspects of life, from forming an opinion to your job. Personally, I plan on being a criminalist one day, which means I'm going to have to analyze and interpret certain facts, such as if a murder happened or if it was just suicide. I'm going to have to take evidence such as bullet wounds, blood spatter, and form an opinion about what I think happened. If I were to just mindlessly determine what I felt happened, it could have a great impact on other people. That's why critical thinking is going to have a huge part in my job.